Proclamation number 5315 of 12th of February, 1952. Divine Principle, Love. The divine principle must prevail in you. Your being must become love. You emerged from God's love. Consequently, you are also beings capable of love, which should now also use their ability, which means nothing else but that they can use an abundance of strength in a God-ordained sense, because through such utilization of strength the being is creatively active, thus constantly awakening new life, and thus the strength is constantly increased. A being without love, however, is powerless and, as it were, dead. It has left God's flow of love power, which is not its purpose. For everything God has created, which has emerged from His love, is meant to live, i.e., to be continuously active. But only love makes the being capable of living. If you humans therefore want to speak of true life, love must dominate you, it must drive you, your whole being must be filled with love, then there will be no more death for you, then you will live forever. For your existence on earth as a human being is not life, but only regulated activity according to divine will gives the human being the right kind of life which lasts forever. You can become powerful through love. Yet again, this does not apply to physical strength, but only the strength of love makes you powerful. It can accomplish things beyond human ability because it is divine. But since you came forth from God, His strength is also hidden in you, which only needs to be turned outwards, i.e., it can appear through your activity of love. Then the strength from God becomes active. It flows through you, and what you now accomplish is His will and contributes to the increase of strength again. 12th of the 2nd, 1952, what you once were you must become again. What originated from God must return to Him again as the same as which He sent it out into infinity, as love, the original substance of God, which understandably was also the original substance of every being created by God, until an ungodly principle wanted to join it, which caused eternal love to withdraw until the ungodly in the being was eliminated by the being's will, until the being was so pure again that eternal love could fill it again, that it could take possession of what had belonged to it since the beginning. True life must first enter again into the being created by God, which without love is only a dead creature, like a form lacking the right content. Love lets it awaken to life again, and the created being becomes what it should become, a child of God. It becomes His image, a powerful and light-filled being which can work unrestrictedly according to its own will, but which is also the will of God. For through love the being is merged with God and cannot want anything other than what God wants, and therefore always and constantly creates and works according to divine plan in constantly increasing beatitude. The divine qualities permeate and fill the being, for love deifies everything and no longer allows any relapse. The fact that the being was initially able to fall away from God, that it gave itself over to love, only came about because God demanded a free decision of will from it, which was only possible when all divine abilities and values were loosened, which would have forced it to make a positive decision. It had to be able to choose positively and negatively in a state of complete freedom of will. This decision could bring it to fall, but afterwards also to an undreamt of height, in that it could rise from a creature of God to a child of God. But the fall robbed it of love, thus of knowledge, light and strength. But through love it can become again what it was, and this is the aim of all spiritual beings which cover the path of ascent in creation and, as a human being, through shaping itself into love, again submit the once required decision before God in order to then be accepted as a child of God into His kingdom, where light and strength and dreamed of bliss are granted to it again. Amen.